Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is recorded in the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel from verses 1 to 6. We read as follows in Jesus' name. And I will be reading from the ESV version. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your word. Your word is truth. Amen. Lord, redeemed in Christ. Whenever President Schmeling calls me, Pradeep, I need to talk with you for a minute. Or whenever Pastor Steve Peterson calls me Babu, which means young man from my language, and says, can you stop by my office after the classes? I need to talk with you something important. Whenever they call me like this, my heart troubles me with thoughts like, why did they call me? What are they going to ask? Is it about my studies, work study, financial matters, or is it about not dating American girls? When I am shopping with Mrs. Schmeling, she sometimes drives so fast and turns so quick that my heart is filled with fear. But she just tells me, Pradeep, man up. You are not going to die this quick. Seriously, my heart was troubled a lot when I first came to this country. I was troubled with thoughts like, how I am going to live in this foreign land, about my studies, food, language, people, and especially how I am going to survive in this so-called Minnesota weather. But my Savior and friend Jesus Christ was always with me, strengthening me in the means of grace. The same Jesus Christ graciously invites us this morning, saying, let not your hearts be troubled, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. During the last night of his earthly life, after the Passover meal, the Lord Jesus spoke many comforting words to his disciples in every age. Let not your hearts be troubled, Jesus said. There are many things in this world that trouble our hearts and make us afraid. Students trouble their hearts by thinking how to finish their papers on time, about their finals, grades, and many other things. Professors worry about grading and preparing for class on time. Employees worry about their work. All these and many other things trouble each of us every day, every hour, every minute, and every second. But over and above it all, our Savior Jesus Christ says in a calm voice, let not your hearts be troubled. What is the cause of all the trouble in the world? It is all because of sin. If Adam and Eve had never sinned, trouble would never have invaded the world. There is just not sin in the world, but we have our own sins. By nature, we are totally enslaved in sin. So terrible is that bondage that even now our sinful flesh craves to do those things that will only hurt ourselves and others around us. We are filled with hatred and jealousy, embittering our lives and others. We ignore our mate and children, indulging in every lust and passion, destroying our happy homes. We worship the almighty dollar, wearing out our bodies, trying to amass more and more, and still we are never satisfied and work ourselves into an early grave. We spend our leisure time gossiping and ripping apart even those who are going to be one with us in the body of Christ. After telling the disciples not to trouble their hearts, Jesus tells them, "Believe in God, believe also in me." Many today, however, believe there are many ways to heaven. It does not make any difference what you believe as long as you believe in something, some high power or force. My dear friends, there is something else in our text this morning which shows that such beliefs is not true. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Thanks be to God that Jesus is the way to heaven. This way he constructed for us through his holy cross. He lived a perfect life in our place, which the Father counts as our sins. Then on the cross, he suffered the punishment of all our sins. This wonderful gift is brought to us in the means of grace, the word, and the sacraments, and is received by faith in Christ Jesus. Not only is Jesus the way, but he is also the truth. Jesus is the real truth in the world which follows the father of lies. Many people today believe that the truth is always changing. What may be truth today may not be truth tomorrow. But Jesus said, "I am the truth." Jesus is the one absolute truth. In his word, find all the truth in the confusion of all this world. There we will find the changeless truth in our changing world. Finally, Jesus is life, a life itself. Anyone who desires to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and have fellowship with God now must have life. How does one can receive spiritual life? It is through the union with Christ in the Holy Spirit. Through the waters of baptism, the Father receives us as his children. The Son washes our sins through his own precious blood. The Holy Spirit gives us new life, working faith in the Savior in our hearts. Through the Word, which is Spirit and life, Jesus comes to us through his comfort, counsel, and aid. In the holy supper of his body and blood, the redemptive event of the Calvary is made present to us, and we receive all the blessings of his great sacrifice. While we live in this world, we will have troubles. But the Lord gives us strength to bear all the troubles through his means of grace. Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. There is a place in heaven for you and for me." Jesus has already paid for all the sins. There are many rooms in heaven. Jesus wants every sinner to repent and come and believe his gospel of salvation. Not only Jesus is getting a place ready for us, but he also says, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Jesus is going to come back and take us to heaven. There, all the sorrows and tears of the life will be over, and there will be joy forevermore. The grief, sorrow, and troubles of this life are temporary, and don't compare them to the eternal glories which are ahead for us. No wonder Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the bridge over the valley of sin and troubled waters of life. He is the changeless truth in our changing world, and he is life. Through unity with him, his life fills us and gives us a meaningful life here and life without end. Amen. Please stand for the prayer. Jesus, our gracious Savior, you who have tasted of death that we might live, lead us in the way of life so that we may live transformed life out of thanks for your great salvation and finally be with you in the heavenly mansions. In your name we pray, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.